Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Dr.
I think my mic might have been muted all this time. I'm doing all of this talking, and my mic wasn't on. How dare me! That is not good. So that means I've been talking for the last how many minutes, and not one person has been able to hear what I've been saying. So thank goodness the board is just now lighting up, because I've been talking for a good 5 minutes. Okay, back to vocational rehab. How many people knew that there was a vocational rehab for senior citizens so that you can re-enter the work world? So I go to vocational rehab, and they do an intake form on me to see if I'm eligible for this program. And evidently I am, because they called me back in to take an aptitude test. So I took an aptitude test, and the aptitude test was fantastic, because what it did was, it wasn't a pass-fail test. It was just to view my interest to see where my interest falls. And it was only 60 questions. So in my mind, I'm saying, how is this thing going to measure where my interest is in only 60 questions? But evidently it did. So I scored 15 in artistic. That's my level in artistic, high in artistic area, and 11 in social. I'm a very social person. While the other areas were realistic, investigative, conventional, and enterprising. Being realistic is work with plants and animals, real world materials like wood, tools, machinery. Well, I scored a 3 there, so evidently I really don't want to work with machinery and stuff. But artistic, I found the artistic area, high 15, to be very interesting to me, and it told me a lot about myself. It says people with artistic interests like work that deals with the artistic side of things, such as acting, music, art, and design. And I scored 11 in the social. People with social interests were like working with others to help them learn and grow. They like working with people more than working with objects, machines, or information. But what I found interesting, I'm high on artistic. So I like creativity in my work, and I like work that can be done without following a set of rules. Now, I don't like anybody telling me what to do. And I was like, wow, this thing has really got me. It's really fascinating that it's telling me exactly how I am. Now, the social part is I like teaching and giving advice. You know, here I am on Blog Talk Radio, and I find different things to share with people, and it's outside the box, and I don't have to abide by anybody's rules except for that standard rule that I always have to say: the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice, because I really don't want anybody suing me, because, you know, I'm just sharing things with you. I'm not saying that you got to go out there and run and do what Duchess says. But to take this even further, creativity outside the box. Well, that's why I've never been able to go into my field of my endeavor. That's social work. And people want to know, well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you work in that area of your degree? Well, it's social work, and I don't like working inside of a box when I'm helping people. And so you sit me at a desk, and you tell me that I'm looking at a person who needs food stamps, but they're $1 over income. Well, now you know what? You have really upset me with the establishment that I can't give somebody food stamps who needs food because they're $1 over income. So there's my artistic me. There has to be, there's no black or white. All right. So I'm thinking about this even further, because now what this vocational rehab for senior citizens does, I mean, there's vocational rehab for younger people as well. The reason why I'm talking about for senior citizens is because I didn't know it was available to senior citizens as well as young people taking aptitude tests to find out what their interests are, to see in what vocation they would like to go in. I mean, who knew that there was one for people my age to go back to work or to find to change their field? Well, make a long story short, now that the board is lighting up and I got some listeners here who are ready for the topic, to make my long story short, let me tell you, I have decided that artistically, I don't want to be shoved in a little box. And socially, I want to hang out with people, but I want to travel. So what I have decided to do is look for jobs that are in the area of me being a travel companion to people who can't fly by themselves. They need somebody to travel with them, you know, here, there, everywhere, because I love to travel. But, of course, traveling gets kind of expensive. But if I'm doing it as part of my job, I get to meet interesting people. I get to travel different places, and I think that's what I'm going to do. So this vocational rehab for senior citizens, it's spot on. I really like it. So now let's see if they can find me a job in that area, and then I'd be very happy to retire from the job that I'm at, because winter will be around the corner. And I'll be standing in that cold warehouse once again, you know, freezing my tickets off, 7 layers of clothing, trying to stay warm. So for those of you who are in the senior arena and you're wondering what you want to do with the rest of your life or to try and figure things out, because, you see, I volunteered before in the past, and in this day and age, I am not wanting to go out there and be a volunteer. I want to work, I want an income, and I think that would be a good one for me. And then I can still do this, because I can do Blog Talk Radio anywhere in the world. All I need is a telephone and call in myself and talk to everybody, just take my microphones with me. So how's everybody doing out there? I pray all is well. Today is Cinco de Mayo. And Cinco de Mayo, they're celebrating it, I mean, really heavy, heavy in California. Ramadan is within a couple of days, and so we'll be looking forward to that. And I just met a new hair technician from Senegal, and I had a good conversation with her, and she and I sat down and we talked about Ramadan approaching and what that entails. But there are so many people on this board lighting up. I do want to give you a brief overview of Lena Stevens, but the topic is so long today we might need two shows for the topic. So let's give you an overview on Lena Stevens. Lena Stevens' energy path is on adaptability. Stuff's been hanging out all around us. The energy is flowing everywhere, and basically what Lena is saying is that we have been put through the paces, initiated into the unknown, forced to trust. That was May's theme, trust. And right now, we are facing our own resistance to change and evolution. And the topic is going to help us figure out why we're here on planet Earth. Lena goes on to say, this month, we will get to experience that resistance is futile. Remember the Star Trek shows, the Borg, resistance is futile and stems only from our own fears of the unknown and our attachment to what we do know. It is time to adapt to what is actually happening and to where the energy wants to flow. You do not have to like some of the things that are happening. You just have to stop resisting them. Resistance requires a lot of energy that can be better spent elsewhere. This is a choice. If you really embrace the lessons around trust last month, you should find yourself in a place of greater acceptance and flexibility. Resistance is fear-based and usually accompanied by negative emotions such as anger, martyrdom, judgment, resentment, and blame. It can cause depression and anxiety, negating inspiration, enthusiasm, and your zest for life. So, adaptability is the ability to take a current situation or a circumstance that is either unfamiliar or somehow unacceptable, and instead of resisting or blocking it, accepting and allowing it through your own choice. Instead of putting all your energy into resistance and judgment, choose instead to put it into being resourceful and proactive in any situation. Now, many of you have had to deal with unexpected situations that have thrown you off your balance and known ways of living your life. Now, let's talk about my daughter, who's in a rehabilitation facility because she had a trampoline accident and came down on her head, and she's doing physical therapy to reuse her legs through the pain. Now, this has definitely thrown her into an unexpected situation, and it's really causing havoc in her life, and she's worrying about her outside life while she's sitting there going through her physical therapy. Now, basically what Lena is saying is, the longer you worry about what's happening outside and you are resisting the fact of being where you are, the longer it's going to take you to get out of where you are. Once we accept, you know that old serenity prayer, accept the things I cannot change? You know, have the courage to change the things that I can and the wisdom to know the difference? Well, I am where I am where I am. And rather than getting all bent out of shape and, I guess, you know, for lack of a better word to use, whiny over the fact that I'm where I am, think of certain things you can adapt to where you are to make where you are have a different vibrational change. So I suggested that she take a walk around the facility and visit some of the other people who are there. You know, it makes your day go by faster rather than just sitting in one spot, waiting for your physical therapy to come, or, you know, waiting for food that doesn't taste, you know, palatable to you. So, choice is the key, as it will keep you out of martyrdom and resistance. So we have a choice. We have choices to change our own vibration, our own mental thoughts. When you can be proactive in your choice to accept and be flexible, the universe opens more possibilities for you. Instead of focusing on the door that is closing, look around you at all the ones that are opening. The more flexible and accepting you can be, the more resourceful you will be with an easier time adjusting and adapting to current situations. We have a lot of movement this month, and those of you who are attached to controlling how things go will definitely have to let go of that control. The trust theme of May follows us into this month, and we'll be around as a reminder to turn what you do not understand over to spirit rather than to be overly obsessive. So, this month is going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging with the adaptability thing. How it's going to show up for you personally? This is a great month to honor personal change. Whatever has been internalized over the past few months has a possibility for outward manifestation this month. For example, if you have been working on better health, your health could outwardly improve this month. If you have been dreaming about starting a new area of study or a new project, you could have both the resources and the support for actually getting started. The growing pains of your recent personal growth will also subside as you begin to show up in the world, well adapted to transformation. Expect sudden changes to continue and be prepared to be flexible, accepting, and resourceful. As you continue to trust, make sure you're also doing practices that keep your energy positive and your frequency as high as possible. Now, beware of matching others who are struggling, and remember that you cannot take away someone else's pain or do their growth for them. Be the light and be the example. Focus on the fun and the magic of life as you adapt to what is here and coming. Okay? As far as relationships go, the most important relationship this month is that relationship with yourself. Now, many of us don't realize that that is the most important relationship. They're always looking outside of themselves at other people, places, and things to have relationships with. It is a great month to reflect on who you are, what you need, what you desire, what you have been putting up with, what needs to change, and how and where you need to adapt in order to live more fully and authentically. Once you make your choices and set your intentions, then others will need to adapt to them. This is the hard part, as there may be relationships that are unable or unwilling to adapt to your choices. Beware of overly compromising based on the fear of loss. So you got to stay true to yourself, no matter what the circumstances. This month, there is good support for being authentic and for moving forward in a new way. There also may be relationships that evolve with you, as well as new ones that drop suddenly and feel like you have known them for a whole life. In times of great change, there's often a shake-up and an acceleration of people connecting for agreements, karma, and exchange. Just don't resist them. I like when she talks about our health, because there are a lot of us having health issues. And she says this is a good month for health as long as you keep things moving. It will be helpful to change it up a bit and to try new approaches to supporting your health and well-being. You will also get a lot of mileage out of taking some quality time for yourself to nurture not only your physical body but also your spiritual foundation. Whatever you do this month to support your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being will bring you great results and have far-reaching effects. Okay? Focus and discipline will help you adapt to new routines and helpful practices. Resistance and fear can affect the body as well. Resistance in the body feels weighty and burdensome. Fear will trigger anxiety and depression. So if you feel overwhelmed, tired, anxious, depressed, lethargic, uninspired, resentful, or angry, you are in resistance, fueled by your fears. Drop the resistance. Come into acceptance, and you will feel better and adapt more easily. The other possibility this month for the physical body is to experience its ability to accelerate for accelerated healing, miracles, and performance. Well, the body's capable of much more than we believe possible or that we credit it for. Try some what-if questions this month related to your physical capabilities. Some what-if questions to your health. Some what-if questions to energy levels and healing ability and see what happens. Remember to keep adapting to new situations, physically as well as emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Now she also has something for the environment. She also has something for business partnerships and projects. I am not going to go into all of those. Hopefully many of you have access to the internet. You can go to PowerPath and you can read her whole energy report for the month of June. It's fantastic. I'll read the dates and time frames. Well, we had a new moon yesterday, and it says it was a marker for choice. And look at all the choices you have made or in the process of making, and observe how and what you are choosing. Are you choosing from your fear, or are you choosing from the place of courage, confidence, and certainty? So, these are the things that you have to be aware of as you go through this month. And before I close out with Lena, let's do the first week, the time frame for the first week. It's a good time frame to look at anywhere you may have resistance to change. It is also a good time to observe where you may react. You may be reacting negatively to where the energy wants to go. Stop, regroup, accept, and tend to be adaptable with ease and grace. You may be faced with some opportunities that can feel overwhelming, but chances are they are the right thing for you at this time. Take a deep breath. Ask Spirit to help and clarify and go for the risk. You have lots of support. If you have any resistance, make a conscious effort to allay your fears through trust. Fear is never justified, and no decision should be made from a place of fear. If you are faced with decisions, make them from a place of adventure, enthusiasm, and inspiration, knowing you always have the support of your allies. You know who most of a lot of those allies are? It's them spirit folk, them ancestors, those guardians, those angels, source energy, God, Allah. You know who your allies are, you know, and no matter what your allies are or what you name you call your allies, they are allies for you. Remember that. That's where you get your spirit. spiritual energy from. Remember that. Okay. Whew, now that we have a full board up here, Lena's good, isn't she? I love Lena. I read the whole thing every month. I'm going to get a little drink of water here, and because I know there's a lot of people wanting to know, why am I here on Earth? You'd be surprised to know why you're here on Earth. Let me get a sip of water first. Then we'll begin that. And I'll tell you about Kim Page. I met the website of Kim Page around 1999, 2000. I had just moved to Leesburg, Virginia, and I was having all kinds of things happening to me, and I called them spiritual things. I mean, you know, I was bumping into people whose vibration looked and acted like people that I knew in my past who weren't the people of my past. Like, I saw one guy, he had this bushy red hair, and he was at the cash register paying for some coffee, and I said, oh my gosh, I know a guy just like him up in Rhode Island, you know? And so I kept bumping into people, and I could not understand why I was feeling so squirrely and angst. And I came across Ken Page's website, and I called. He has a website, Heart and Soul Healing, and I called Arizona. And I guess the woman who answered the phone was his wife at the time. And I told her that I was feeling alone here, and I needed to meet people who were like me. You know, those psychic woo-woo people. I needed to meet some people like me because I felt like I was just not belonging here. And so she gave me the address and phone number of a place that I could contact. And I went there, visited the store, and I met a woman who became my spiritual mentor at the time. And since then, I have recommended Ken Page's website to a lot of people who have been having, you know, spiritual anxiety. We're talking energy, spiritual energy anxiety. And it's a good website to visit because some of the suggestions that they have for you on that website really work. They're very simple about changing your energy. So with that, let me once again do the water thing because I haven't done it yet. I've been busy talking to you about Ken Page. And we'll get on with why am I here on Earth? Hold on. Okay. Ken says his work is basically taking him around the world to many countries. As we have it posted on Blog Talk Radio site, the description of today's topic is a tremendously powerful healing process known as Heart and Soul Healing was originated by Ken Page through more than 20 years of active practice with thousands of clients and millions of individuals around the world. Heart and soul healing is a method of healing all aspects of ourselves on a cellular and multidimensional level, starting with the premise that all of us are multidimensional, connected and part of everything and everyone in creation, with aspects of ourselves functioning in other times and spaces. Both Ken Page and Nancy Nesta offer the philosophy of oneness, no separation from source, sharing their philosophy on healing, and their philosophy is, quote, we believe cellular refers to addressing issues on every level and dimension of existence. Since all things are interconnected holographically, everything is happening right now on all reality simultaneously. Okay? And as far as I'm concerned, that's a big wow for me. You know? So he starts out by saying that their work, this work that has been taken to many countries with different cultures, nationalities, and religions, yet the questions that they always hear remain the same. Why am I here on Earth? What is my purpose? Why did I pick a planet and lifetime with so much pain and suffering? Ken says a better question is, are we creators or are we victims? And most people believe and behave as if they are victims. It's hard for them to believe they would purposely create the things that happen to them. As creators, we believe we are here on Earth to master all the conditions we, as humans, have placed on love. The situations we create in our lives allow us opportunities to master these conditions. We believe we return here over and over again, this is Ken's belief, until we do master all the conditions we have placed on love. Ken states that we believe we return here over and over again, okay? Once again, until we master all the conditions we have placed on love. Earth is a realm of dualities consisting of love at one pole and hate at the other. In between, there are the other dualities we experience as humans. There's war, peace. There's joy, anguish. There's hope, despair. There's happiness, sadness. There's abundance, poverty. There's betrayal, loyalty. There's beauty, ugly. Dualities are the dynamic fields in which we compose the lessons we create for ourselves. If we are here on Earth to master unconditional love, don't we also have to master love's duality? Hate? How many of us have mastered the love-hate duality within ourselves? How many of us actually hate, don't unconditionally love, ourselves? Or even parts of ourselves? We are not sure it's possible to unconditionally love another until we first learn to love ourselves. What we can do now, however, is have unconditional compassion for others while we are learning to have unconditional love for self. Makes sense to me. During a heart and soul healing session with Ken Page, you are assisted on a journey toward love, compassion, and to an understanding of your purpose here on Earth. The dynamics of many of their lessons about love often originate in past experiences. Now, many of them held within our subconscious mind. Now, does this mean that we have a past life? One thing we do know, we do have a past. Whether the past lives or the past lives are lineal, like from the time you were born to today, you know, through the years, if it's lineal, or holographic lifetimes, they are the way our subconscious minds create stories that help us look at and understand our present-day lives in a different way. Now, Ken believes we are all a part of God Source and the collective consciousness of all creation. Now, if all of us are one and part of the Creator, sharing a collective consciousness, then we collectively experience everyone else's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual realities. Now, if this theory is true, then everything that has ever happened to anyone anywhere at any time is also a part of us. Now, perhaps this concept is too overwhelming because of the linear way most of us perceive our lives. So for now, let's agree that there may be past lives, or at a minimum, we've had past experiences, and we have been on a linear path to this time and place. How does this understanding help answer the question of how we ended up here, often in the middle of so much suffering? What if we saw, heard, or experienced something in a past experience that made us want to say, I'm going to do something about this situation if it takes the last thing I ever do? What if the energy and feelings around that statement is still with us today? How would that affect our life now? All of us have two spiritual tasks to address in this lifetime. We need to master unconditional love for ourselves and then complete whatever promise we made to ourselves in the past. We begin this process by choosing our birth parents. Did you hear that? We begin this process by choosing our birth parents. Their energetic patterns are what initially attracted us to them. Their energies and issues are the exact reflection of those conditions we need to master in order for our soul to evolve. Most individuals subconsciously continue to use the same energetic patterns first encountered in their parents to attract people, relationships, and challenging situations to help them learn to master unconditional love. Oh, boy, I know I'm going to get a whole lot of mail on this topic. The love-hate duality is a major life lesson we all must master in our spiritual evolution. We can free ourselves from past energetic patterns by loving ourselves as we are today. In spite of everything we don't like about ourselves, and then by having unconditional compassion first for our parents. You know how many people walking around there angry at their parents, and until they have that unconditional compassion for whatever it was that their parent put them through, even if it was an abusive relationship between parent, child, you know, find some ground to for that compassion. And you're going to be walking around with that energy forever because you came here to solve that energy within yourself for as long as it takes. Now, let's talk about the subconscious patterns. It is apparent that some of us have forgotten what we came to Earth to learn and master. Even if we do not consciously remember what our lessons are, they will still be drawn to us energetically. Whatever we attract in our business and personal relationships will reflect the conditions we are here to master in this life. As said, we choose our parents and others in our lives to help our transition from being pure spiritual energy into the physical manifestation of being human. They help us on our way to mastering unconditional love here on earth. Most of us have only a few conditions left to understand and love in this lifetime. We test ourselves on our issues over and over by energetically finding people to reflect our issues back to us. You know them people you get upset with? Those people that get on your nerves? Those people that PO you? Oh, man, they just, oh, man, you just want to blow up every time. Yeah, well, here it says we attract that energy. We test ourselves on our issues over and over by energetically finding people to reflect our issues back to us. Now, until we deal with the issue in a spiritual way, we're going to be faced with those issues over and over again. So you can stay away from those people all you want to. You're only going to attract somebody with the same energy, just like that person you're staying away from. You're going to attract somebody else in your space. So if you keep saying to yourself, you know, I keep meeting the same kind of people all the time. Why are these people all, every time I turn around, there's somebody like that person in my life. There's somebody like this in my, that's because you're attracting them. Our subconscious mind looks for energy patterns similar to what we still need to master in our lives and attracts them to us like a magnet. The person now standing in front of us is a mirror image of what we need to look at within ourselves. Everything that has ever happened to any of us must be understood emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. At the moment of our death, Kim believes we go back to Creator and the collective consciousness to reflect on the lifetime we just experienced in our attempt to make sense of what happened. We always come to Earth to learn or teach some form of love. In order to understand the lessons of the life we just left, we start at the beginning when we were with our Creator or Source. We view our life like a movie and stop at every feeling and situation during this course that we did not fully understand. If we master every condition we have placed on love, we can gain unconditional compassion for all creation. We come to Earth lifetime after lifetime and eventually, excuse me, experience everything that has been created. By experiencing all possible creations ourselves, we learn unconditional compassion for the creations of others without judgment. Judgments create separation from others, ourselves, and our Creator. When we no longer separate ourselves through judgment and love ourselves unconditionally, others will feel that love in themselves. Begin today by loving yourself first. Okay, then you might want to ask yourself some of these questions. Why am I here on earth? And you would get your answers. Now, Ken says that there's a wonderful way to receive spiritual answers if by having by having a chat with your higher self. Now, if you want to take a minute and go get some paper and something to write with, there are some things that I'm going to share with you with the last part of the show. And I've given us a little bit of time because I want you to have all of this so that he has some instructions and things that you can do about clearing energy and how to contact your higher self. And I just want to give it all to you. I think maybe we're not going to do this in two shows. I'm going to give it all to you. Excuse me. And those of you who have to leave early, you don't have to stay, but I'm going to do this whole thing of 10 pages. So get yourself a piece of paper get a pen, a pencil, and let me get a swallow of water so I can get my throat back. And we'll continue this. I got some energy work for you. Hold on. All righty. I gotta find. All right, here we go. A wonderful way to receive spiritual answers is by having a chat with your higher self. Now, many people say they cannot communicate with their higher self and constantly seek their answers from other people. So if that's where you're at, where you're constantly seeking your answers from other people, we're going to have to, you know, work at seeking your answers from your higher self, because you came here with all the answers that you need. You know, you need other people. Other people can help you, but sometimes your higher self or your creator speaks through other people. You got to learn how to recognize this stuff. Okay, do you know that if you are out of your space energetically, someone can read your mind completely? Speaking of your higher self, and now we're talking about being out of your space. When you are in your space, no one can read your mind or your thoughts. Now, most of us, when connecting to our subconscious mind, either see, feel, or hear, and we use the same major modality when we connect to our higher self. Most of us connect to our higher self through our feelings. There's a word that means through your feelings, and that's kinesthetic. Can we trust our first feeling? In most cases, we cannot, because some of the things which have happened to us in the past have caused us to not want to trust our first feelings. So here is a very important exercise. Hopefully you got your pad of paper and a pencil, and you can write down the question. Why am I here on earth? In this exercise, which you will do when you're alone, we don't have time for you to do it right now, but in this exercise, always keep your questions very simple, using as few words as you can. Always write down the first answer which comes into your mind, whatever it is. The first word, or the first picture, or the first feeling. Before you go any further, clear your mind. You wrote that down, now clear your mind. Find a point on the wall in front of you. Focus on that point with your eyes. Holding your head level, shift your eyes so you are looking up at a point on the ceiling above. This will quiet your mind down immediately. When your mind is quiet, ask your question very quickly, 3 times consecutively. Why am I here on earth? Why am I here on earth? Why am I here on earth? Write down the first word or thought that comes into your mind. Now, most of us get answers like love, teach, learn, play, heal, or share. If you get an answer like, I am here to love, what does that mean? To find out, write another question to your higher self using that word you received from your first question. Now ask, for example, how do I love? How do I teach? How do I heal? What does love mean? When am I supposed to be teaching? What am I supposed to share? Using the word you received, write another question, always pertaining to why you are here on earth. Always keep your questions simple, using as few words as possible. As you write the next question, clear your mind and repeat your new question 3 times out loud or in your mind. Write down your answer. Let's say the sequence went like this. Why am I here on earth? To love. What does love mean? It means to take your power. What does power mean? Continue this process over and over using the key word from your previous answer to create your next question or your new question. Timing yourself. Take 5 minutes to write down every single thing that comes to you. Go as fast as you can. Don't think about it. Use the first word that comes in, even if it is strange and peculiar. Write it down and keep asking questions until you just start to write consciously and continuously. Answers coming to you as fast as you can receive them. Do this for 5 minutes, and after you get done, look at what you have come up with. Now, you want to know when 5 minutes is over, those of you with cell phones, then what you do is you put your timer on vibrate within 5 minutes and just go for it. And you don't have to think about when it's 5 minutes up. Just go ahead and write, and then you go zzz, 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 and your vibrator will go off, and you know 5 minutes is up. Then you stop. Your answers will give you a key to how and what you have been creating. Okay? Now, one last thing I want to share with you, because some of you are so loaded down with awesome spots and pots of energy that you need to know how to clear yourself. Next time we talk, we're going to talk about how to change the vibration of your name. That's fascinating. Let's do a little clearing exercise because it's not that hard for you to do. To clear yourself of all kinds of energy, you just want fresh new energy. Let me tell you, this is so fascinating. I love this guy. I used to do it all the time. This is an energy clearing, balancing, and centering technique. All of this can be found on Ken Page's website. Now, what if we would tell, were to tell you that there is a place where you were alone, there's a place where you are alone 3, 4, 5 or more times a day in complete privacy where you basically have nothing else to do but just be there. Just be. Now, many of you would say that's impossible. And no, it's not really impossible. Some of you may have guessed it. This place, of course, is the bathroom. Now, while you might even seem to laugh at this, you think this is funny, it's not. But think about it for a moment. If you were told you would have to stop your busy schedule even just 2 times a day to change your whole entire life, and even if you could be given provable results, how many of you would really, really, really follow through? Not many people. Well, this is why Ken is suggesting you simply begin the following clearing technique the very next time you go to the bathroom. Now, remember this. Next time you go to the bathroom, hope you got that pen and paper, that paper ready. Go to the bathroom. This is even if you're sick, okay? You go to the bathroom when you're sick. In that moment of privacy, whether you are sitting or standing, do the following. first clear yourself using your intent and focus. Bring your hands up over your head, and as you relieve yourself, simply think clear. As you think clear, bring your hands down across the front midline of your body. This action, while your body is actually physically releasing, is a powerful affirming process. Anything you can do on a physical level is always much more powerful in our third dimensional world. Secondly, be in your space and present in the moment. Now, very few of us are here 100% of the time, completely, totally, 100% present in their moment. Would you be surprised to know that almost without exception, your energy field can be, at any given time, so far out that it can stretch from a block or two to many miles out around where you live or work or both. Now, you know what? When you start thinking about, here I'm at work, and you start thinking about, I wish I was home. When I get home, I'm going to have me a steak dinner when I get there. Boy, I can't wait to put that oven on and stuff. Do you know how far out you have just taken your energy from your workspace? You have taken your energy from where you are at that moment to way out there. Another thing you can try to make you know that you do this. I was on my way home. When I'm on my way home and I got to go to the bathroom, you know when you got to go to the bathroom and you're not near a toilet, you're thinking about having to go to the bathroom, and the more you think about it, you see that toilet, the more you got to go. Well, all you got to do is bring yourself here now. Once you tell your mind to bring me, be here now, then all of a sudden your mind knows that it can't go to the toilet now. So it doesn't think about or see a toilet. So I want you to know that your energy can be so far out away from you. So the process of being in your space and present in your own moment begins by simply pulling yourself in, just using your conscious intent and focus. A very easy way to do this is to extend your arms out from your body as if getting ready for a wide embrace. Focusing on that thought, begin to bring your arms in closer to yourself, enveloping and holding your own incoming energy. Bring your hands to your belly button. That's your center point. Continue reminding yourself that you are here, present, and ask yourself to just be all here. This is you. Bring back your own power. Hold your hands on your belly for about 2 seconds and be in the moment. Thirdly, loving yourself. Many people have no idea what we mean by loving yourself. In fact, some have even told Ken and Nancy that they have no idea what it means to love any part of themselves. So what about holding on to a really good feeling? A good memory of something great, perfect. One that almost makes you smile. Perhaps that is when you are dancing or playing with your animals or riding a bike and running or walking along a beach and seeing a great sunset or sleeping in on a rainy day. I remember being asked by my hypnotist when I went to him to stop smoking. I was in just a calm state, and I heard him say, think of something that brought you great pleasure. And the first picture that popped into my mind was each one of my little babies when they were infants, and I was taking my finger and touching their little cute little lips and I got this big grin on my face. So think of something, a good memory, that is something you have done or you do physically. And it does not involve another person. Have that good feeling within yourself. Hold it within yourself for 5 to 7 seconds until you believe it and it is real for you. It is the energy of that good feeling that can change your vibration even 1%. Loving yourself just 1% more will change your vibration. That is all there is to it. Repeat this each time you go to the bathroom during the day. Imagine loving yourself while you're sitting on the toilet. And you will have consciously cleared yourself in all your fields 4, 5, or more times each day. Anything you do with conscious attention and focus every day will change your life. While it may seem too simple, try it for just 3 short days. Your life will change dramatically. Rather than being automatically drawn into reactive interactions, you will be able to remain in choice. You will be able to maintain a proactive state where you can choose how, where, and when you wish to interact with others. Bringing yourself back into your own space will benefit you on every level of your life, be it mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. The best and most helpful states of being for ourselves and others is to be unconditional with ourselves. Having unconditional love for ourselves, every aspect, whether we are tall, fat, big, or small, you'll find, and it will not take very long, be it a few days or a few weeks, most people will start treating you very differently. You will actually become unconditional love. You will become it. It seems it is not a matter of what you say anymore these days. It's a matter of being what you are or walking your talk. As you become more and more conditional with yourself, the balance of your beingness will radiate, not project. It won't project out, but it will radiate through the compassion you have become. And people will react differently with you. Another factor remaining in the moment is to breathe. Find your breath whenever you are anxious, fearful, or feel you are not thinking clearly. Find your breath. If you do not know where your breath is, you do not know where you are. Put sticky notes all around yourself. The bathroom mirror, the refrigerator door, the car dashboard, that merely say, breathe. Just the act of drawing in a slow breath will refocus you and assist in quieting your mind. 3 breaths can take you into a present moment space. Allow your breath to take you, rather than you taking your breath without conscious awareness in that moment. Find the timeless space and state between the past and the future by being in the moment. If you're always thinking about how you could have changed things or done them differently, you are in the past. If you're always thinking ahead with thoughts like, as soon as I get this done, then I can do that, then you're living in the future. The most interesting fact most of us seem to miss when we wish to change something about our life is the only place we can ever create anything is in the present, in the now. There is no other time for us except this moment. Do what you love to do as often as you can. Do your best to create the timeless space of the moment. When you are in this creation, this space of creation, you're the finest reflection of source you can be. If those around you continue to trigger you or push your buttons, remember that others usually reflect back to you the issues you've come to learn and resolve. Use those times when you get through those off-balance phases. Use that time to go back in linear time to find and understand where that issue began. Do your best to understand the energy around the issue itself, whether it's about abandonment, self-worth, trust, guilt, shame, being alone, or of power and control. Until you understand the energy around the issue, your subconscious will continue to create event after event, so you can keep looking at what you came to learn. Once you understand the issue, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, a charge will no longer exist around it. Until you realize you have agreed to co-create these patterns of events to act as a catalyst to keep you focused on your issues, you will unknowingly continue to divert most of your creative energy into drawing such circumstances and people to you. Okay? Next time, hopefully I'll be able to tell you that there are four techniques that's recommended to change your vibration entirely. And one of those changes of vibration is the I Am technique, where you can change the vibration of your name. And that will be a personal, private thing that you do. And others around you will notice that they're reacting to you or interacting with you in a different way, and they will never even realize why. It's because Duchess has changed the vibration of her name. So, here we go. We're a little bit over, but that's all right. I see the board stayed with me, and I'm glad you did. I hope I didn't keep you too long and away from some things that you needed to do, but that's our show for the evening. If you want, I can still give you a couple of minutes if anyone wants to ask a question. You know, press the number one. And but I think Ken Page gave all the answers that were necessary for tonight, and I doubt that there's anything I can add to it except say thank you for spending this time with me. And stay blessed, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks, God willing. And in a couple of weeks, it will be the 19th, right smack dab in the middle of June. Aren't we happy summer is here? I'm so thrilled. Okay, on that note, I'm going to say good night. Thank you for being with me. I enjoyed this moment with you. You take care. And this is Duchess signing out. Mm-hmm.